Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Grey's Academy, your favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast. Some people on the whole internet.
Everyone!
You would think you'd be wrong. My name is Kelsey.
My name is Carmen, and it is a beautiful day for a podcast. It's also a beautiful day to listen to whatever shit is about to come out of Kelsey's mouth. But before we do, I need to say a couple of things. Number one, this Celsius flavor, I'm having it for the first time. It's the Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Razz Edition. Very good. Second thing, I went to go buy toothpaste and mouthwash today that usually goes on my, it works for my FSA card, but it didn't work for my FSA card today. So not really sure because it says FSA approved online. It didn't work at the register.
What toothpaste is that?
Gum Detoxify Crest.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. And then the other thing was go listen, wherever you listen, give us a 5-star rating and review, give us that follow, that like, that subscribe button, tell us what you love about the show. If you want to give us anything less than a 5-star review, just don't, or give us a 5-star review and then say something mean. So at least we're, you know, counteracting the negative energy in the universe. And then also shout out again to Mayor Mamdani. Because otters have returned to New York. So he is, as the internet is calling him, officially a Disney princess. So amazing, amazing work. I'm very curious to hear what you got for me. You've got some, oh wait, actually, hold on. I do want to say one more thing before we jump into whatever you have. Shout out to some of our, Patreon Discord, conversations because, Casey was, talking about how the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn thing is like a mental vocal stim for them. And also, Mo and Kate and Ren were all talking about the kindergarten situation. And
yeah. I've had multiple people message me, be like, well, not really necessarily about the half day kindergarten, but about,
what about like the middle school breakdown. Yeah.
Crazy. I just thought that was the same everywhere. I mean, I knew outside of the States,
but here's the thing. I also
different.
Thought it was the same everywhere. And when I started hearing that it was the other way, I'm like, oh, who knows what's right or wrong? But mine is right.
Mine. There's no right, apparently. Everyone's just doing their own thing, which is crazy to me.
Yeah. There should be no right. It should only be lefts.
We have a lot of listeners who are wonderful people, and I love you all so much. Whether I know you or have spoken to you at length or not, or you're just a silent participant, but you're supporting us, and I love you. I just want to take a moment.
Buckle up, bitches. I have no idea what's about to come out of her mouth, and now I'm so... She teased this with, I got some shit to tell you today, and I have a soapbox, and I said, I'm fucking ready.
Me and my hot pink
Pokemon shirt are ready.
This is a free podcast. We do this because we love it. Yeah. We love the show. We love the fandom.
We hate each other,
and we like being best friends that hate each other, and we talk to each other about, honestly, whatever the fuck we want to talk to each
Everything.
Other about. And we record
every day.
It.
Every day.
And we upload it some of the time. Okay?
Most of the
and
time.
And we have things outside of this podcast that exist in our lives. like, we both very likely have adult ADHD that we are not treated for.
Yes.
And that's in the works.
Yes. Might go unmedicated.
I'm probably going to try and get medicated. I likely have narcolepsy. Trying to get medicated for that.
That one you should get medicated. I mean, yeah, do both. All
I
the
have
medicine.
Three children, two dogs, a husband, and a business, and mystery illnesses. So sometimes when we get on and record these episodes, I am tired and I have delirium in my brain because I don't sleep. Carmen has a child, a very pregnant wife, a dog, a cat, a job where he has to commute multiple hours every day. He also doesn't always constantly have the ability to focus solely on Grey's Anatomy. Sometimes we might babble about other things, and I don't care because that's my best friend and it's our podcast and we're going to do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, that is fine. I honestly don't care if that is offensive to you.
I do. I think it. I'm very offended. I'm very offended.
We live in a world where there are people who don't fucking like ice cream, or like there are people who just like don't like Anne Hathaway. So clearly not everyone can like things and they just get to be out in the world and be wrong about it. I don't care. I don't care if you don't like it. Don't listen to it. I don't care.
What did they say?
Just go. Just
what
don't,
did they
just,
say?
We almost didn't record on Wednesday because I was like genuinely delirious.
Yes.
But I was like, I don't want to not record. And then we did it. And then people
late.
Are like, you guys are
work.
Kind of doing too much with your tangents. That's what it is, guys. I have a infant who has not been sleeping. So I was on like, less than 5 hours of sleep, which for a normal person might be functional. If I sleep 8 hours, it's still not equivalent to a normal person sleeping 8 hours. I have to sleep 10 to 12 hours to get what is equivalent to someone sleeping 6 to 8 hours. Sometimes I am delirious, but I still want to do the podcast because I genuinely like it. And again, this is like, most of you are so genuinely lovely and so supportive and enjoy it, or just can skip it because there's skip buttons on every fucking podcast platform. Like, if you don't like it, it is fine. I'm not telling you to like it. I'm telling you, I don't care if you don't listen to it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you to like it. You will
also,
like it or else.
This is, I'm less aggressive about this. There are times when we very lightly skim over topics that are way more nuanced than we are giving the time to. And if you have a strong opinion or would like clarification on anything we are talking about that like, and oftentimes we've also definitely misspoken before and like not caught each other. Like we'll just say the wrong thing. And so then it sounds like we're saying something different than what we actually mean. Like sometimes the opposite. If that happens and you would like clarification, please reach out. We would
love,
I think we are happy to have in-depth, nuanced conversations with people about opinionated politics, topics, things like that, parenting, whatever that may be. We're honestly fine with that. That's fine.
We have.
So if you ever hear anything like that where you're like, oh, that's kind of sounds like weird, I would love to get clarification. And again, we've had people message us and be like, hey, you said this. It kind of seemed like maybe you meant this, just wanted clarification. And I'm so happy to clarify. And then also so happy to take that to the air and clarify because I don't want other people sitting misinformed on our belief systems that we feel strongly about.
Yeah, that has happened multiple times. Yeah. I also will say I want to be very clear. I have no idea what sparked this. I need to know what the comments were. But I'm kidding. Like, you don't have to like this podcast. You don't have to listen to this podcast. You can give us a 1-star rating and review, but just know that with those choices, just like in this episode where Amelia and Derek have choices and consequences, we're going to make fun of you for giving a 1-star review, or we're going to make fun of you and probably never let it go if you say something that we don't agree with on a live social forum, because that is also our right. Just like it's going to live there forever. Like the damage is done. We could at least have some fun with it. You know, it's like the Apple podcast rating is our form of a Google review. So if you write something, whether it's wrong or not, I guess apparently you could do whatever you want. Please don't, though. Like, be kind. Try to be kind. But
listen, it would also be very different if we were like, if this was our full-time job. and all we did was this podcast, then yeah, it would probably be more reasonable for people to be like, don't go off tangent so much.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
It's not.
Listen, guys. Kelsey,
it's not our full-time job. It's also not our personalities.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is you guys get the unfiltered version of who we are as people. And ask anyone on Patreon. We're the exact same for people who are kind enough to support their hard-earned dollars to being a part of our community and we've made so many incredible friends out of this journey.
Yeah.
We don't need to make enemies as well, but we will, because Kelsey doesn't forgive anyone, and I say anything that comes in my brain at any point of the day at all, ever. So who knows?
All right. My therapist says I'm allowed to hold grudges, so.
Yeah. And my therapist said something. We're meeting tonight. I'll update you.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
No, I hold functional grudges, so it's okay.
Yeah. But the other thing too, I want to circle back to we have learned and grown. It's the people that Kelsey and I were 5 years ago when this podcast started to now are different people.
Yeah.
We're
even outside of this podcast.
Even outside of this podcast.
If we didn't do this podcast, that would be factually correct.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Just give us the benefit of the doubt, because I will also throw myself under the bus. I say stupid shit all day long. Partly professionally and partly
anals.
It lives in the anals of history.
Well, Carmen will say things very quickly. However, he's very open-minded and is always open to being like, well, why do you have a different opinion?
Yeah.
Loves to, and is constantly like, that makes sense. I understand that. Yeah. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Which is not true of a lot of white men. So we do appreciate it.
I'm really trying to be the best white man that I can. The best straight white man that I can, which is, you know. Yeah.
The good news is the bar is pretty low. So you're doing pretty good.
I'm beating the bar. Okay. Hold on. I need to get an idea of some of these. Also, if anyone out there attacks Kelsey in any of these comments, because I did turn them off, fuck you. I don't know what you said, but
Carmen,
fuck you.
I did tell Carmen he's not allowed to go on the Spotify comments anymore, because reasonably, like, it's understandable to me, because I handle all the like other social stuff in the email. I think people also assumed that I was just running the Spotify stuff, but he was getting on there, and I did tell him to stop, because again, I don't think it was intentional. Just like offhand, people would kind of casually mention things that we haven't gotten to yet, and I just was like, stop going on there, because I don't want you to see that.
Yeah. And I don't want to. I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah. So.
Give me some examples of Spotify comments that people were saying.
No.
I'm just, you're running the risk of me just
you
logging out.
You just get to have
comments.
My back here.
But I want to know. You don't need to give me the names. I just want to know what they said.
Listen, there were just multiple people that were like, you guys, I'm normally fine with the tangents, but these ones were too much. And I'm like, I actually feel like we've had way more tangent-y episodes than last week.
Like the ones that we just, like last week's
literally
episode?
Literally that we did like 4 days ago, 3 days ago.
Like they came out, it came out yesterday.
Yes.
Huh. I listened to that episode because I had people at work who listened to it.
And also you edited it, so.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
And also, you recorded it 48 hours ago.
Yeah, but I listened to it because I had some people at work who were like, I want to support your podcast. And one of them was doing surgery to save the life of a precious little dog. And they were listening to this podcast in surgery. And all good things to say, by the way. So all of you can fuck off. So I thought you were going to say something like people don't like our political opinions or...
No. For the most part, I think we've stood on business enough that people know where we stand. I don't think people are making it 11 seasons in and being like, I wonder what their political beliefs are.
Yeah. Yeah. We support Donald Trump and everything MAGA stands for.
We're not quiet about our political beliefs.
Yeah.
So I do think for the most part that is like pretty established. There are like offhand things again that we kind of mentioned in passing that people like ask for clarification on, which is again, fine. Yeah. Happy to give it. Happy to clarify things. Also, it's one of those things like with the five years ago, but also just like as information comes out and things are evolving, you know, like we learn and we know better, do better.
Yeah. It's like when Zoran got that tweet about the helmet, he's like, you're right. I could do better. We could do better. Also, guys, I hope that you know. Also, if this is your first time listening, you're going, whoa, they're MAGA. We're not. I was just being fucking facetious, okay? It's fun to have fun. So I say we talk about non-gray stuff for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we post this episode and call it an episode. But no, give no warnings.
We did watch the episode. Yeah, we're ready. I'm done being hostile. I've gotten it out of my system.
I'm not. That's fine.
I'm also not, because I'll never truly be done being hostile, because it's so deeply ingrained in my personality.
It's true.
I just feel like, again, if you're 11 seasons in, we be going off on tangents.
If
you don't like it, that's fine. I genuinely understand. I listen to podcasts where they go off on tangents and I'm like, that's entertaining to me.
That's also what a podcast is.
That's also like just how people talk when they know each other.
Yeah.
Which we do.
I think this is the last thing I'll say on that topic. The only thing I can think of to these people's credit is if you were at episode one, like you're on the pilot episode, and that's a 45-minute episode for the entire Grey's episode. I think our first episode was 37 minutes.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And we do that in 2 hours.
That's
guys,
like less than the episode was.
Guys, we fill a little bit of time with tangents purposefully because it's fucking fun. And also, the overwhelming majority of listeners have told us, we like the tangents, you're speaking our ADHD brain. So back off.
Also, I genuinely can't promise, because this show is going to be different. As someone who watches the current, like, about to be 23rd season, I can't promise this show, this podcast, will be the same, because Grey's is very different. Mm. Like, already right now, like, we're shifted. Like, Shonda is no longer show running this.
Yeah.
Sandra Oh is gone.
Yeah.
Like, this show is different, and, like, our podcast will also ebb and flow. Like, it's not going to stay the exact... Clearly, like, again, to your point, like, it's not 37-minute episodes anymore. They're 2-hour episodes for, like, 40 minutes of television. That happened 12 years ago.
We have
like,
a rating system
what it is.
That used to be 1 to 5. We have a rating system that used to be words. It used to be...
We have a rating system that sometimes we forget to do.
That, actually, I think was just one time, actually.
I think we've maybe forgotten a couple times.
Maybe. I didn't even collect Pokemon cards during the pilot of this show.
No, you collected shoes.
Yeah! Actually, I don't even think I collected shoes at that time.
No,
I got,
you had
I got,
the shoes.
No, I got back into shoes after Marlo was born.
Mm.
So, when this show started, I had nothing.
Well,
And now, 5 years later, I have nothing. But I have Pokemon cards and nothing. And a pregnant
wife.
But I do
want to talk about this episode. Because actually it was really good.
It was a good episode.
Spoiler alert. I was like watching. I was like, damn, this is a good ass episode.
I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad
this
worked out.
Yeah, I also was like, I'm glad he recorded himself watching this one. This is some good shit.
Yeah, it was good. I actually had to pause it twice. So I hope you took good notes. But there was two times that I paused it. One, when Jackson was talking about like all the, he's talking to Callie and he's like mentioning that the Arizona's doing this fellowship and trying to pawn off a surgery and he doesn't feel fulfilled with his job and the shepherds are fighting, and I was like, whoa, you just really threw a lot at Callie in this surgery, and I had to pause it. And there was another time, I can't remember when I paused it, but I think it was when Meredith and Alex were fighting because they were using her laptop to access records for Maggie. So I don't know where we have so much to talk about. Let's start with the thing that we always start with.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's favorite segment, living in Shondaland.
No.
Oh.
Everyone's favorite segment, information about this episode.
Boring. You know, I've got a tangent about that. Do we have 30 minutes to talk about this?
This episode is the third episode of the 11th season. It is episode 223 overall. It is called
Got to Be Real.
Got to Be Real, and that is a song.
Got to Be Real is a song by Cheryl Lynn off of her self-titled studio album. This is the debut album. Mm. So it was released August 14th, 1978. And yes, again, the title of the album was Cheryl Lynn, Got to Be Real. The song did pretty darn well. Also, this is This is like kind of a song that I think everyone knows, like that intro bits, yeah, it's like everyone kind of knows, like you, oh man. So yeah, definitely knew that this song. It hit number 16 in Canada, 23 in New Zealand, number 12 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number one in the U.S. Hot Soul Singles, which sounds way more sensual than I think it probably is. And then number 11 on the Disco Action Top 40. And it ended 2010 randomly, number 70 in the UK. So it must have had a resurgence. It must have been in a movie somewhere. So this song, also I didn't mention this last week. Last week's song did not make it into my iTunes library. Kind of sucked. This song, good song, but not in my iTunes library. Might have to let that one sit and think about it. But objectively, I think I'm going to give it a 3.9 based on memorability, because everyone kind of knows that intro. Subjectively, I'm going to give it a 3 flat. Mm. So, but yeah, it's good, good, good song. Good song.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
This episode was written by Zoanne Clack and directed by Rob Korn. It aired October 9th, 2014, to 8.48 million views. And the Netflix synopsis is: Derek and Amelia tangle over a promotion. Arizona frets about having another baby, and Richard reveals to Maggie the truth of their relationship. And I would say that last line is a pretty big spoiler, but the others are fine.
It is a big spoiler. Could we start with the podcast burp, the Maggie Meredith Weber of it all?
Web.
Wow.
The gray Weber web.
The Weber web. Man, that's good, Kelsey. Anyone ever told you you've got a mind for podcasting?
No, people have told me too much though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going around.
Okay, so this episode starts with Meredith harassing Alex in the shower.
Hilarious.
Very funny. Good dynamic. He is like very pressed about the board situation, understandably so. And so he's like not really listening to her, and he's like, get out, get out, get out. And she says, you're not listening to me. He's like, no, and I don't care what you're saying. And then she says, well, Pierce thinks she's my sister. And he's like, that's insane. And she says, thank you. And then they kind of spend the day going back and forth about it. She's, you know, kind of trying to reconcile whether or not that is truly something that could be possible. She's really mostly in denial. She's like, there's no way, there's no way. Then Alex is like, what if we open up her personnel file, look at her birthday, and kind of track down in your memory what you like have in your memory about that time frame to see if it is at all possible or could be aligning or whatever. So they do that. And then he's like, what if we looked at when Ellis tried to kill herself? Which is, this is like a really intense episode for Meredith. Like, she's unpacking some childhood trauma in this episode.
Yeah. Alex has his therapist hat on. And also his hacker hat on. He's like, we're gonna hack the mainframe, and we're gonna look at these files because they're all digital as of 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so they're doing that, and really, really deep. Like, they have to revisit when, you know, Ellis tries to commit suicide, and Meredith was there and, you know, had to call 911 on her behalf. Very intense, very intense. So they find it. He gets into when that happened, and it confirms that Ellis was in fact pregnant. And they say in the notes that she did not know that she was pregnant. They tell her at the hospital. So essentially, timeline wise, which I know has been a big question for you in all of this, what this means is Ellis and Richard had agreed to leave their spouses for each other. That agreement is irrelevant to the fact that she was pregnant with Maggie. She did not know she was pregnant. So,
and she also tried to kill herself without knowing.
So what happens is she takes Meredith to the park to meet Richard. Meredith's on the carousel. Ellis and Richard argue. Ellis is like, I left Thatcher, let's go. And Richard's like, I can't do it. I can't leave Adele. And Ellis is like, that's not what we agreed about. You're like breaking my heart. This is like the end of, like, I can't go on. So then we don't have clarity on like if she goes home that day and tries to kill herself. But like, because of that, the reaction is essentially she tries to commit suicide. She tells Meredith not to call 911. Meredith waits for her to pass out and then calls 911. They go to the hospital. They save Ellis. Ellis finds out she's pregnant and that, and then takes Meredith and moves to Boston. So does that clarify any timeline question that you had?
It does. It does. Okay. It, to me, I think initially my timeline was she finds out she's pregnant. She tells Weber, mm-hmm. he rejects her. Then she tries to kill herself.
Right.
So basically I was wrong every step of that process. Yep.
Which I'm so used to.
Yeah, I'm not. This is the first time in my life that I've been wrong. And I'm taking it about as well as Derek takes anything in this episode.
Oh my God. We'll get there.
No, we're gonna,
What a
bitch. What a little
Derek
bitch.
Derek and Owen both in this episode were really like fighting it out for who can be a worse person.
Goodness. At least Owen has a good apology to Callie. Like at least, you know, anyways. So, okay. I want to call out a couple things here. Number one. Alex being in the shower and basically completely ignores Meredith for the first 5 minutes of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Then she opens it up. She's like, Alex, you have an amazing dong. What else do you want from me? This I've seen it before.
Like, can we talk about me now? Like I don't give a shit about your penis. Yeah. Please pay attention to my needs.
Which honestly, if every day of my life started with any friend or wife of mine complimenting my penis, I think my day would start off much better. If
well,
it started
I don't
with,
know. I feel like you would then, you specifically would take issue with if the person said, you have amazing junk. Who cares?
No. because I'm married, I would care. I wouldn't care about that part. Just knowing that I have amazing junk, I think is fine enough for the world. Mm-hmm. It would make the world a better place overall for everyone, I think. So, but anyways, then she hits him again with, did you hear what I said? And he's like, no, woman.
And I don't care.
And that's when she says the sister part. And he's like, oh, shit, I do care.
He's like, well, hold on. Wait. Pump the brakes. That's fucking bonkers.
Yeah. And then so Joe is listening in through the door this whole conversation.
But somehow doesn't hear any of this.
Which is crazy. Water does not run that loud in the shower, folks.
They're not being quiet.
Yeah, they're not. They're yelling. And I don't believe the bathroom is that big of a space that it's like, the other side of the house, the bathroom is so long. So, but Joe and Steph, they have an interesting dynamic in this episode too, because they're friends, but clearly Joe is team Alex and Steph is team Bailey on the board of directors thing, which is also an interesting dynamic.
But we don't really see the two of them talk about that
No. They don't talk about it at all. They honestly, even Joe doesn't really, Joe doesn't
We don't see Joe much other than when she's like being concerned, pressed, whatever about the Alex Meredith situation.
So, but then they come out and they establish that they're both kind of scared of Meredith and she's calling off and they said, tell everyone at the hospital, I'm sick. You didn't see me. And then she proceeds to get drunk on tequila.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. At one point, she's just drinking it out of like a milk glass.
Yeah.
And then she holds the bottle and drinks from the bottle.
Yes, classic Meredith.
Which we have probably done that exact same thing at a party at one of our houses back in the day.
Yeah.
So funny.
The dynamic of Alex supporting Meredith through this is very funny, and it's very different than what Christina would have done, which they call out, and that's funny.
She's like, we would have been dancing by now.
And Alex is like, yeah, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah. Let me hack the HR database.
When he says, I didn't know like being your person meant you had to bother me in the shower. Like, I know I have to pretend to think your husband's hair is special, which is so funny.
I actually did not catch that while I was watching this. Yeah. That is funny.
So that's like the main takeaway for that whole thing is like the confirmation of Maggie is officially Meredith's sister, which again, we talked about last week, like makes sense that we as the viewers are kind of supposed to just take that at face value and believe that, because why would she lie? Like, what is there to gain? It's just then Meredith kind of coming to terms with it and just accepting it as reality.
And they do actually say, she says, what I mean, oh, I think Alex says, what does she think? There is like some big time Ellis Gray money in that. And Meredith says, the only thing people inherit in my family is Alzheimer's. And I'm like, yo, dark, but funny.
Yeah.
But Alex does also. So Weber gets involved because Alex says,
you have to ask him.
Ask the dude who was like, fucking your mom.
Like, that's who is going to know.
Yeah.
And Meredith's like, no, he would have told me. And so he comes over and he's like, yeah, I figured it out. And again, we get some clarification on the timeline.
It's been a week. Yeah, it's bam.
We are three episodes in. It has been 1 week since the season 10 finale. So he has known about Maggie for a week. He has told no one. He hasn't told, well, he told it. Amelia knows because he accidentally told Amelia, but he has not told Meredith. He has not told Maggie. Meredith says, you have to tell Maggie. And he's like, not feeling that. And they kind of go back and forth. It starts with Meredith being upset that he has kind of kept this from her, but then she realizes that this is also like a very big thing for him. Like, he says, I would have liked the chance to like been a part of this girl's life, like the chance to have known my child, the chance to have been a father, but your mother stole that from me. And Meredith kind of has to sit with that and be like, okay, this is actually not just about me. This does involve, in fact, many other people.
Yeah. And let's finish this up with, we'll keep chatting, but let's do a capitalism. Go buy me Pokemon cards. We'll be right back.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
At Ross, you'll find everything your kids need when they go back to school. From fashion to school supplies to dorm room decor, Ross has it all. Because it isn't just the first day of school for them, it's a new year, a new look, and endless possibilities. When they walk back through those school doors, they're a different kid than the one who walked out months ago, ready for anything. Back to school starts at Ross. Find your nearest Ross at rossstores.com.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
And we are back. Here's, as we transition into the piece that involves Weber and Maggie, I feel like I need to say, Meredith handled that situation with Weber very well.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, she was initially kind of pissed, and you could see that. Mm-hmm. But she comes to terms with it as well, like you said. What I think is frustrating about... Well, actually, here, walk us through the scene with Maggie at the end. Or was there anything in between?
So...
Because, like, the board Richard shit is all going on during this, too.
Goes to Maggie. And, you know, Meredith is like, you have to tell her. She came here looking for this. I've already... fucked it up for her because I'm not into it. And so she's like, you got to go tell her. So he goes to tell her and he doesn't even get it all the way out. And she interrupts him and she's like, stop. The first night I met you and I was talking to you and you said you knew her, I thought, what if it's him? But then you didn't say anything. And like, now all this time has passed and you still haven't said anything. So I thought, there's no way. Because the only reason you wouldn't have said anything is if you already knew I existed and you knew you didn't want me. And so me showing up here is like a fucking nightmare for you. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen for you. But it's worse for me. And then she basically just walks away. So he is able to confirm that he is her father, but does not really... They don't have the time... Because he has to get to this meeting, he doesn't really have the time to chase her down and like let her process and then also give her the explanation that he gave to Meredith earlier. They also don't have this pre-established relationship. Like him and Meredith have already gone through so much.
In both the positive
time,
and
just
negative.
At the time that, yeah, in the time of that we've watched in the show. But like he's known Meredith basically her whole life. And again, there's a lot of baggage there, but they've processed that. They've handled that. They have this existing relationship. So I do think it was naive to just think he could blurt it out and like it be chill.
Right before the board meeting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to allot like a full day to be getting through this
a
conversation.
Week, a month.
But my issue, I will say, where they keep being like, you haven't said anything. It's been so long. Like I'm like, it's been a week. He also is still processing this. Now, I will say, if she genuinely believes that he did know and, like, actively chose to not parent her, then that is a difficult thing for her to sit with. But I think giving him the opportunity to tell his side of the story, I don't think a week is that long for this amount of like life-changing information. Also, she specifically is like, I came here to learn about my birth mother. At no point is she like, oh, and I'm trying to find it. So the back and forth of being like, does she want this? She's already having this weird thing with Meredith. Like, am I piling on? Am I being helpful? Like, I think I understand why she's upset. I just also think we should give a little grace because this is an insane scenario.
I agree with all of that. Here's some other pieces that I would add. One, if he was able to confirm that right away, because it was just kind of a sneaking suspicion, which it all makes sense. I think
it all adds up. Yeah.
It all adds up. If I'm Weber and I'm seeing this woman say, I want to meet my birth mother, Alice Gray, to your point, one, she never says that I want to meet Alice Gray and whoever the fuck my father is, not Thatcher. it's I think fair that he's like, oh, okay, hold up. But he knows that she wasn't involved with any other dude at the time. They were going to run away together.
Yeah.
So, yes, warning bells are going off. Thing number one. Thing number two, I don't remember what I was going to say after that. I had a really profound thought, too, I guess.
About the timeline or like
timeline.
The processing, the acceptance piece. She's mad.
Shit. I feel so dumb. I don't have any notes, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's all right. I'm going all free ball. But yeah, so she doesn't clearly want to talk about him. I think it would also be unfair for him to make it about himself in that mm-hmm. moment to say, hey, I think maybe I'm your dad. What do you think about that? So it's a lot
especially
of time.
If you don't even know. Like, it's a suspicion. Like,
yeah.
We're like, he has every reason to be like 99% sure. But he doesn't know. Ellis never told him. He did not know.
That's the other thing that I want to call out. When she says the only logical explanation is that if he would have known in that moment and found out it was her, you think he would continue to be a mentor over this week? You think he would continue to try to get close to her, help counsel her on how to have a conversation with Meredith? If he knew that he was the dad and wanted to not be with her or knew for 30 years and was like, this is my nightmare. No, you avoid that person. So that is flawed logic that you say the only logical, that was a profound thought I was going to have. It came back to me.
Yeah.
That's the flawed logic of saying, clearly you knew about me and you want nothing to do with me or else you would have told me a week ago. No. How do you bring that news to someone? You don't. And you also didn't have it confirmed until Meredith was like, yeah, she's my sister. We need to talk. That's like how people take information and rationally think through it. You're a genius, Maggie. Can you give the guy some grace?
And I do think also, again, this is an insane scenario. And so every emotion involved is going to be like crazy heightened. And she has like no support system here at this point. She's moved across the country to sort all this out, but she has nothing. This is her job. That's all she has. She's not like, she doesn't have other family here. She's talking to her parents on the phone. We see that she's like struggling with the move and just kind of adjusting and everything. So I think it's hard for me to just be like out and out. One side is just wrong because again, this is just like the level of emotion and like the rational thought from anyone is going to be out the window. Like that's not where anyone's head is going to be because this is just a very like personal and emotional journey that everyone's on together against their will, essentially, because no one like, I mean, not necessarily against their will because she does, you know, seek out to find out about her adopted mother and she finds that, but she's not like, it just is, it's a very intense situation for all parties.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think everyone, it's easy to be like, oh, you could have handled that so much better when I've never had to do that. I just think it's fine. I can understand where everyone's coming from, basically. Like, I understand why she's upset. I understand why he didn't tell her. I just think his choice of delivery, not having, like, a time to sit down and, like, really talk through stuff, that is honestly the only thing where I'm like, we should have done that differently.
Yeah, you know what you could have done differently was, hey, Maggie, I wanted to talk about that surgery that we did together today, but I have to go do this board meeting. Can we get together afterwards? Or, hey, I know it's been a long day. Can we get together tomorrow for breakfast? Let me take you to Kiki's Breakfast Cafe, and we'll get some waffles.
First watch is better.
Heinous of you to say that, because also we all know that IHOP is superior to both.
Well, that's actually insane.
It is. I was just kidding. Waffle House is actually better. And that is not ironic. I believe Waffle House is the greatest breakfast chain of all time. Let me also say that for those of you who don't know, I don't know if we've told this story before. There was one point when I was living in Florida. I don't remember what the situation was, but it was like maybe close to 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, hey, Kelsey, are you awake? And she's like, yeah. And I was like,
I was at work.
Were you closing?
I was closing because that's all I ever fucking did.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, I want some waffles. And you texted me and you were like, how much do you actually want these
waffles?
Yeah,
that's
right.
And I
was like, a lot. And you were like, cool, let's go to IHOP when you get off work.
And we just got IHOP at like 1 o'clock in the fucking morning in Florida.
It was a vibe.
That is, changed my brain functionality. Like, that's a core memory of me.
Good times.
Yeah.
And I remember it was Christmas because they had all these weird Grinch
themed
waffle.
Everything
situations.
Was fucking green.
And they were like, yeah, everything they were trying to dye green. And I was like, no, stop doing that. Just give me a waffle. Damn.
Yeah. It's preferably not one of the soggy variety, though.
Do we have anything to add on the Maggie, Richard, Meredith?
What did I predict last time that he would tell her before episode 6 or on episode 6? Either way, it happened. I think I said by episode 3, Meredith, or by episode within the next two episodes, or was it this episode that I said Meredith would have a conversation with her or confirm it, something like that. So I feel pretty good with my predictions. I want to see Weber, Meredith, and Maggie. I want to see a scene where all three of them are in the same room together. That's what I want to see. One happy family. Like, is that too much to ask for?
Yeah, I think the thing to address with all of this that we haven't really gotten into yet is really just like the tiny little end thing that really pissed me off more than maybe everything else in the episode was Derek. Meredith has not told this to Derek yet. Derek does not know that Maggie told Meredith that she is her half-sister. Because Meredith and Derek are obviously in a weird space of his own creating.
Yes.
Not solely because he made this choice, but because he made this choice and he is being a huge piece of garbage about it.
Still a piece of garbage.
To absolutely everyone. It's not just Meredith.
Oh, yeah. It's Amelia.
We'll get into
it's Kepner.
We'll get into the Amelia of it. But first, like, so Meredith is trying to process this with Alex. She calls out of work. She talks through it. They go through all these files. But again, she's drinking, so she's drunk. So she gets to this meeting and Derek's like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm drunk. And he's like, I can't believe that I gave up the most incredible opportunity in the entire world for you to play hooky and get drunk with your friends. Not anything of like, what's going on? Like, why did you not come into work? Not anything like, what's going on? Why are you drunk during the day? Like, why did you need to spend the whole day with Alex? Like, what's going on? What are you not telling me? Not any level of awareness. Something his wife has never done, which is just call out for funsies to get drunk. There's always a like emotional or some type of reason, quote unquote, attached to it. And he knows that. And yet he thinks, what a great time to rub in Meredith's face this thing that she did not ask me to do that I did.
Yeah. Who says that he's being a martyr? Does
Amelia.
Amelia. Yeah. Yeah. She's
Which
so
is
right.
Very, she puts him in his place.
All Derek does. Listen, guys, I know that I kind of go in and out of, am I on Derek's side or not on Derek's side? And Kelsey's just not on Derek's side. It's fine.
Never.
I gotta say, the martyr shit, it's just so dumb.
Whether the narcissism is loud.
It's just, in life, don't make your shit other people's fault. And then when you make this, I made this sacrifice. I gave up. I was the right hand of the president's left brain. What?
Yeah.
You shut up. Don't make it a problem that you chose your fucking family. And then don't take it out on your family.
Yeah,
Amelia.
What's the point in staying there for your family if you're going to be a piece of shit about your family?
And when he says, Amelia, you don't want to fight me on this. My resume's got a bigger dick than yours. Fuck. What? What are you even saying?
Yeah. So I think from now on, anytime someone asks me, like, why do you hate Derek? I might use this specific. I might just be like, go watch this episode, then come back, because I do have a laundry list of other things. But this is a really good, like, starting point for why Derek is a piece of shit. And this is well beyond the didn't tell Meredith I was married, was mad when Meredith dated other people, even though I decided to stay married. Was mad that Meredith was upset that I was dating someone before her and then didn't tell her when I built her the house of camp. Like, it's just so much fucking, it's just the laundry list of bullshit from this man is, there's no end to it. But I do think from now on, I will cite this specific episode when people ask me why I think Derek is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I think If this is the beginning of the end of Derek, because he's transitioning towards dying at the end of season 11 or 12. Gotta say, put him out with the garbage. Don't hit your door on the way out. Don't be a dickhead.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Mm.
Gosh, some of those Southern sayings always get me.
It's a good one.
You know what? I actually, my medical director partner, she's so funny. So she's Eastern European and she speaks very blunt, very direct, but she's got the biggest heart. Like, we have such a good time, but she will say things where she will put three or four cliche English sayings into one on accident. And they're
that's
hilarious.
You with your let dead dogs lie.
Yes, we both do it. Or the other day I said at the drop of a hat, right? So like, not everyone.
That is one.
No, it's
that's one.
No, I said, I'm sorry. No, I said at the drop of a dime. And I meant to say
on a dime. Yes. At the drop of a dime. I see where you're at.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I accidentally said at the drop of a dime. That's what it was. But she said something about, we should talk about the elephant in the China shop. And I was like, nope.
Hilarious.
Nope. We're mixing two phrases again. And I turned to my...
go ahead.
It was three of us meeting and I turned to the person sitting next to me, one of my other managers, and I say, write that down. We got to write, because we have a book of them going. And it was just so funny. But she turns to me and says, no, an elephant in a China shop is the Slovakian equivalent of a bull in a China shop.
Ah.
So like, she wasn't mixing phrases. It's just different than what we would have said here.
Yeah.
I still think it's fucking funny.
Let's address the elephant in the China shop. Yeah. Okay. I saw a video of this timeline and this girl was trying to start a video, but she was like, not to beat around a dead horse's bush. And she was like, wait. And then it was just a full minute of her trying to figure out what the actual saying, not to beat a dead horse with a bush, not to beat a bush with a horse and not to beat a dead bush. And I was like, I've never related more to someone trying to like connect two things in their brain. And she finally gets it at the end. She's like, beat around the bush, beat a dead horse. Those are different things.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so related. This was like this is like climbing into my own brain.
What's
and watching
funny,
it play out.
What's funny is most of the sayings that she combines are like, they're kind of all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Beating around the bush and beating a dead horse are two completely different
sayings.
Those are
sayings. Very different, yes.
Like, are you trying to land somewhere in the middle of being, like, you feel like you're nagging someone, or you feel like you're actually unable to say what you want to say to the person because there's something in between? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
So funny. Kelsey, we can't go off fucking tangents anymore.
Sorry. Jesus, I forgot about
Gosh, people are going to think that we don't believe the moon is real.
So, yeah.
Birds aren't real. Pigeons aren't real, at least.
Birds aren't real. Sometimes I see bumper stickers that say birds aren't real, and I'm like, I wonder if they're being funny. Because I know people do exist who believe that conspiracy, and I'm like, but surely not.
Not to tangent, and I'm not going to tangent. There are still people who don't believe in the Holocaust.
Yeah, that one's a bummer.
But the difference between those things is the people who don't believe that birds are real are maybe just funny in a bit of an ironic way, and they're quirky. The people who don't believe in the Holocaust are racist assholes.
Also, the flat earth thing. I don't get it.
I actually do. I have met people who genuinely believe that the earth is flat.
Yeah, same, but
that's crazy.
Get the conspiracy.
No, that I don't
My
understand.
My thing with the conspiracy, yeah. I'm like, someone has to be benefiting from this lie. Like, so if you believe the earth is flat, the lie is that the earth is round. Who is benefiting from that lie? Big Globe? Like, what's the point of the lie?
Big Globe? The Big Globe manufacturers?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's what is the point of the lie? Just to do it? Do you know how hard it is to get multiple people to accomplish anything?
Look at
us. If you've ever had any level of management position, you like, to me, that's immediately like being even a little bit in charge of anything ever. I'm like, that's why conspiracies are wrong half the time. Is I'm like, you can't get this many people to accomplish this big of a secret and also keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, it's like the moon landing thing. It's like, guys, we don't. Well, if you look at the position of the Earth in the background, and if you look at the lights reflecting off of the shut, suck a butt. I don't want to hear it. Go buy me Pokemon cards instead.
That's always the go-to.
I just need people to stop being shitty and start spending money on me. Okay? Thank you. Anyways, fuck Derek, okay. Right?
Yeah, so Derek, God, yeah, that really pissed me off at the end when he was like, I can't believe I stayed here for you to play hooky and get drunk with your friends. Like, that was a crazy reaction from a husband. Even if, like, he didn't, even if you remove the staying home, staying in Seattle and not going to DC, just for a husband to be like, wow, I can't believe you called off of work to play hooky and get drunk. Like, because you know who your wife is and you know that's not, like, how she operates on a normal basis, to react that way instead of being like, is something going on? And she even starts to say this crazy thing happened. And he's like, wow, you're the fucking worst. I'm like, bro.
So actually, so are we led to believe that she didn't? Because they kind of go to this muted mouth mm-hmm. lip syncing montage at the end, yeah. Which was cool. She didn't say anything. She didn't tell him
because she says this crazy thing happened. And then he cuts her off to be like, wow, I can't believe I stayed here for you to fucking do this. So then they just go into the meeting.
Okay. I didn't know if it was implied that she was like, started to say it again, but it was like muted and he didn't react and they just walked away from each other or something. Because then the rest of that episode is kind of a bad episode for Alex. Doesn't turn out his way.
Yes. So your prediction was that they would both get the board.
Which I still think will happen.
Okay. So, yeah, he doesn't get it. Bit of a bummer. Did you, at what point in the episode did you see it going that way, if at all?
When Alex said congratulations to Bailey.
Okay, so when they called him in, you were like, everything is fine.
Yes.
Interesting.
Which,
I love that for you.
Here's I guess where my thought is, right? They could have been bringing him in to say, Alex, you need to walk away. You got this. You need to show no emotion. Because we'll talk about you this later, but we need to figure out a way to tell Bailey that we did not take her because she's been with this hospital for 100 years. And then when he comes out and she starts crying,
call him in first. And so she's like, oh shit. Like, did I actually lose this? Like,
yeah.
Cause Steph kind of gets in her head about it.
Yeah. And Steph brings up kind of a good point, which I didn't think about, because when Meredith and Alex are at the couch and she's getting drunk, she says, like, look, she delivered my baby and saved my life. Like, you got, like, it's hard for me to figure out who I'm voting for. And then when Steph says, think about it, Meredith is basically her brother, which means that Derek's gonna vote with her, and she is Arizona's protege, which means Callie's going to vote with her. And Jackson and him are friends. We used to double date. I get it.
Also, historically, he has a history of making bad choices, which is
very funny.
Bird.
Yeah. So I didn't think that they were going to go that way. Again, I didn't see a world where they only pick one. And they kind of tee up this. It's a shoe-in, because obviously, why would they want Alex to be jobless? Now, I think what they'll probably do is they'll give Alex the PEDS position while mm-hmm. Arizona's doing this fellowship, which also makes sense. Although that'll be for episode number two, because goodness, that's a whole.
Yeah.
Callie's going through it. Callie and Arizona are going through it. So, yeah, when Alex comes out and they say, because part of the montage is Alex giving his pitch, and Bailey's giving her pitch, and he comes out and he says congratulations and walks away, and they come in and they call Bailey. I think Bailey was going to start walking towards Alex, or does she say Alex, or she says Karev or something like that?
Yeah,
right?
He walks. He says congrats and walks out, and she's like, "What, Karev?" And then Arizona calls Bailey in.
Yeah. So that was when I figured it out. I had zero thought in my mind that it was going to be Bailey or not both of them.
Yeah.
I guess my beef with the whole situation is, okay, yeah, they vote on it, but can Alex challenge it? Like, does he still get the shares of the hospital that she signed up? Like, can he be on the board without the ownership?
I don't know.
No, you know.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember how they really explain that.
Oh, okay.
I remember the board seat being explained this way, and like they vote and everything. Also, people are like really harassing Jackson.
Yeah.
Bless him.
I like him. I've grown to really like Jackson.
Yeah. I do think it's... I'm still not a big Jackson and April fan, but I do like Jackson separately. I feel for him when he's like, I miss surgery. I'm just doing fat sucking butts and boobs and making big old booties and big old boobs and boob jobs and butts and sucking fats. And
the dream, honestly.
Callie's like, oh, sorry, you have to be a hall monitor. But I'm glad it has a nice resolution for him. Like, he gets to do real, like, the fun plastics stuff that he really... It's, like, back to kind of... It just really reminded me of, like, the work he did with Mark when he was, like, doing all these, like, nerves things and all this stuff. So...
Yeah. He's a good doctor. So, Bailey gets the seat, either forever or for right now, or only. And they come in and they just start saying congratulations, and she... is warm welcome embrace by them.
Yeah.
And then that's the last we see of that scene.
I will say also, what's kind of a bummer for the Alex Bailey situation is like Alex gives Meredith this whole speech because she's like, why are you so nervous? Like, it's fine. And he's like, I genuinely give a shit about this. And he's like, that's not, I don't give a shit about many things, but like, this is something I care a lot about. And
yeah,
so then
out.
It
good
is a bummer out. When he walks away without it after
yeah.
being very vulnerable, which again is not an Alex thing typically.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sad to see him lose. But Bailey, I think, if I'm being objective about this, Bailey has earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been
there
longer.
Definitely, like, she has just a more full career, right? She's been around a long time. She's done a lot. She's done the research. She's done the surgery. She has this wide career. Alex also, like, is very good at what he does. He did start the Africa Exchange Program, which is an incredible, like, accomplishment. He has done very well. He did get offered a fellowship at Hopkins, which is a big deal. He's done a lot. He's very good at his job. It is a bummer that I still think Labakis handled that whole thing like a fucking asshole. And also just, like, unprofessionally. But... Yeah, I don't know. I just, I feel for Alex because we don't see a lot of moments where Alex does bare his soul and, like, give honesty. And also, historically, he's like, oh, it's cool to not, for me to, like, not, like, whatever, everything's, like, chill. Like, oh, you know, I don't care about anything, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's kind of his take on a lot of stuff. So for him to really, like, be honest and vulnerable about it and then not get it is a bummer. And like, when I was watching it and like knowing how it ended and like watching him give his speech to Meredith, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, man, all sad. But yeah. I'm curious to see what happens after this.
Yeah, so your prediction with Alex is they'll just give him head of Pete's or just a Pete's job?
I think they may give him like an interim head of Pete's position mm-hmm. because that apartment needs a head.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Cali and Arizona are taking on a lot, which we're going to get into that because that's a really another big piece. So we'll start there in this next episode, right after everyone's favorite segment.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need. From athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.